This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Breaking news alert. There's almost no coverage of this, even though it came out an hour ago in the Chicago Tribune. Trump pardons ranchers, the Hammonds, in case of inspired 2016 occupation of National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon. Amazing. Trump's also set to go to England, where the Islamicist mayor, Sadiq Khan, has openly been calling for Trump to be blocked from the country. Simply amazing. Meanwhile, with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, we witness ABC News and others calling him an extreme candidate, calling the controversial candidate before his name had even been announced. Women's March also has been mocked for calling Supreme Court nominee XX an extremist in pre-written statement. So they just said whoever it was, they're extreme. Quite frankly, if anything, Kavanaugh is a mainline Bushite-type conservative who Trump sees as safe to get in. And I trust the president so much, and he hasn't proven us wrong yet, that even though I don't like the connection to Karl Rove, I don't like the connection to Never Trumpers, the man does have a pretty good conservative voting record as a jurist. And getting to see him up on the stage last night, he seemed pretty genuine, and he and Trump seemed to have good chemistry, and that's a lot of what Trump works with as well. So we'll see what happens. Barrett, I think, would have been better for so many reasons, more conservative, more Christian, at least in her actions, demonized for that. And you've got Feinstein saying the dogma of Christianity is strong in you.
The dark side is strong with you.
So, channeling Yoda, it's an amazing time to be alive, obviously. We're going to be looking at the Hammond case. For those that forget, there's a thing called controlled burns. And everybody does it from upstate New York to Georgia to Florida to New Mexico to Texas to Illinois to Oregon. And the Forest Service under Obama started saying you got to get permits for those, and then they wouldn't issue them. And so these brothers did some controlled burns right on their property line as a fire break, because the Park Service is famous for not clearing that out now, and then there's a fire, it builds up super heat and comes onto your land. And a little bit of it, like a half acre or something, in the controlled burn, burns some forest bottom area, burns some grass. And they put them in prison for it and called it arson. So anybody that's lived in Texas, you know, every year after the summer's over, the Mexicans burn their fields to put nitrogen back into it. It's what every culture's done for thousands of years. And there's a lot of smoke in the sky sometimes. Sometimes it makes you cough. Sometimes, you know, makes the sunsets incredibly beautiful. Are we going to arrest all the Mexicans for doing it? It's what you do. But beyond that, it's a fire break. So Trump has pardoned ranchers whose arrest led to armed occupation of wildlife refuge. He has not pardoned the Bundys yet, but they've been winning their court cases, but have been through living hell. And obviously got set up by some informants and others, but that has just been a real nightmare. We saw journalists like Pete Santilli, who I don't think broke any laws, being thrown in prison for years, and then finally being able to get out. It's been a bad situation. And then to have paramilitary there with the FBI shoot an unarmed man, Mr. Finnegan, it's been quite the devilish fiasco and could have sparked a new Waco-type siege, but thank God that got de-escalated, and Trump's trying to get the Forest Service and the Park Service, the BLM, really is what we're talking about, to stop acting like Soviet thugs. So that's all coming up today, plus the big Brexit fight heating up. Theresa May tries to betray the voters of the UK. It is a big broadcast, Infowars.com. newswars.com. Tomorrow's News Today. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Please spread all the live links and more.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and Trump has just pardoned the Hammond brothers, the foresters and cattle ranchers in Oregon, who did a controlled, legal, and lawful burn right along their property line with the U.S. Forest Service, quote, property. And because a small amount of land burned, a little bit of grass and undercover foliage under the trees, they were sentenced to a long prison sentence, sparking the outrage and the standoff that then developed. I think it's a very, very good move. You could argue that a pardon of the Bundys would only spark more people to have armed confrontations, but you cannot argue that this was a very good pardon. That said, I think the Bundys should be pardoned because the feds came and took their land. They took their cattle to starve them to death and then lied to the media and says it wasn't their land because the public didn't understand surface rights versus who has the actual title to it. But when you're there since 1877 and you have the grazing rights, those are the rights and you just can't take them. There were hundreds of families there. Now there is one family there. We don't need more people run off the land in this UN rewilding program of UNESCO. George Herbert Walker Bush in 1992 signed us on to that thing. Put our schools, our immigration program, our land use, everything under the UN. And people would say, oh, the crazy conspiracy theorists, they say we're under the UN. Because we were. Remember what Trump did last year. He said the UN no longer runs our refugee program. We're going to decide who comes in via ICE and via the Constitution. And I'm recapturing the power the president has under the Constitution. And, of course, the Supreme Court unanimously, years later, said it was right. Because the president has that power. It's in the Constitution. A five-year-old could read that and understand it. How had it been transferred to the UN? The UN would say who can come in. The UN would vet the people. And of course, they weren't vetting them. Who runs the refugee program in Europe? The UN. If an international unelected body can tell you who you take in and how your borders are operating, you are under global government. And they will use those third world populations as weapons. So I bring that up to remind folks that the UN with the EU, as we speak, is telling Europe that they are bringing in the United Nations. The EU is bringing in the United Nations to establish, quote, refugee centers. Those are invasion centers. And the EU is now creating a navy to block Italy from blocking George Soros chartered ships coming out of Africa daily with thousands. Well, guess what? That just made Italy start to vote to leave the EU. Oh, but here's the problem. There's a permanent bureaucracy. And just as Italy never voted to enter the unelected EU, and just as the UK never voted to do it, even though they voted for Brexit 2 years ago, Theresa May, and that's coming up, a Paul Joseph Watson report at the bottom of the hour, tried to sign a deal unilaterally, putting them back in the EU. But see, people say, well, if we vote to leave or we vote to get out of these criminal programs, why, they just keep coming back. But then people are awake, and instead of denying we're under the UN and denying we're under world government, when you get a real president or you get a real party like UKIP and you get real movements in Europe pointing out that no one ever voted to enter this and the EU bureaucracy is permanent and the parliament is ceremonial and then the EU bureaucrats, all 100-something thousand of them, voted to give themselves diplomatic immunity a decade ago and tax exemption from the EU-wide raft of taxes like VAT and others. I mean, you can't float that and get away with it. What have I said thousands of times? If you expose the authoritarian nature of the global government, EU, UN, IMF, World Bank, Global Combine, set up by the Rockefellers just 70 years ago. If you look at it, it's totally flagrantly illegal. It's flagrantly tyrannical. It's just naked. It's prima facie. On its face, it is total corporate world government by stealth. And you ask, well, how do we defeat that? Because they've got all the money. They swindled it all, of course. And every tech owner, like Bezos and all of them, Cook, all of them, worth hundreds of billions apiece, control trillions, are the most ruthless monsters with slave factories and forced abortions and the daycare at Foxconn in China. People chain their kids up and they crap on the street. I'm not kidding. Look it up. No environmental standards, no nothing. And then they put more standards on us than anybody else so that we can't operate. And Trump's like, we're not doing this anymore. And here's the other breaking news. The Hill is reporting. Lawmakers target Chinese security companies over spy fears. Congress is now investigating the fact that most major Chinese companies are run by members of Chinese intelligence, that our major universities have openly been taken over by them, that they've done the Office of Personnel Management hack, that Obama gave them all the codes. The realization that we've been totally infiltrated by the red Chinese military and that they brag about it and that they have put bases all over the world under the guise of factories and mines, and that they are intending to cut the U.S. off economically and militarily, and that our own so-called elites 100% took China from when they didn't have running water in 99% of the country, and people wiped their rear ends with their hands, and let Mao kill 80-something million people to get them in line, take them in, line them up as slaves, and then total Western investment to leverage out the planet. China was wood-burning stoves and no toilet paper 60 years ago. Now it's got more roads, more industry than the United States has. We have been totally rooked, screwed over, absolutely, militarily, through economics, destroyed. Look at the headline right here. It's on DrudgeReport.com. It's also up on Infowars.com. And it deals with new record trade deficit with China. Trump is just trying to put a tourniquet on our leg that's been chopped off at the knee. For 50 years, the blood's been spraying out, and finally it was just kind of barely coming out. Really almost no need for a tourniquet, except we're doing blood transfusions right now. That's what Trump's doing. He's got the country off life support, blood transfusions, trying to get us to eat our first meal, trying to get some color back in our skin, and trying to get us up and positive and realizing we're in a fight. because they use our open free society, traitors in our own government, multinational banks, to bring the United States down at the end of World War II. They said, the U.S. dominates the planet, it's got half the wealth, it's got everything, it's promoting freedom worldwide, we can't have that, let's promote a form of corporate communism, and let's prop China up in a big master plan to do it. And so all of you Antifa people already are Maoist, go to their meetings, they know it. All you Democrats, though, that hate Trump and hate America and hate Infowars.com and hate NewsWars.com, you're just complete fools. All we're trying to do is go back to what works and what's successful and what's honorable. We're going to have the latest on the new Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, Trump's pardon, so much more coming up. The left panicking and freaking out and rioting and attacking people all over the place, foaming at the mouth viciously, just saying they're going to surround the Capitol and stop Kavanaugh being approved. I mean, it's an amazing time. But America is fighting back for its life and starting to win, praise God.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to the church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Establishment left is crapping their britches right now. They don't know what to do. America.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthful.
And the West is fighting for its life.
And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
And we're starting to win.
You keep saying it when you ought to be a changing.
That's right, you ought to be changing.
Now what's right is right, but you ain't. Yes.
But they're not changing, and they haven't been right yet. Where does communism or socialism work? Nowhere. Except for a tiny 0.1% that always gets total power. So I'm going to just keep on walking with the truth, with history on my side. All over you tyrants. Get used to it.
You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing.
A prime example of that, which is some really good unintentional humor, Pelosi. Dems must win midterms to preserve civilization. As everyone runs from blue cities and blue states all over the world. I know it's a red-blue dichotomy the media came up with decades ago for their map boards during elections, but you look globally and call... It's kind of upside-down world, but call free market countries red and socialist or communist countries blue, even though communist color is red. Everyone's running from the blue towards the red, aren't they? But then the left always tells you they are civilization. There's always propaganda about spaceships and science and everything, but they can't do anything. They can't get their act together. And as the economy comes roaring back, they now admit they're trying to sabotage it to stop Trump. So I'm going to go over some of the amazing economic numbers here in just a moment, but also look at the poison lining to this if we don't long-term and even in the midterm fix things. But this is Trump walking all over them with Brett Kavanaugh. Here he is making the announcement last night.
Tonight, it is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. Judge Kavanaugh has impeccable credentials, unsurpassed qualifications, and a proven commitment to equal justice under the law. The Supreme Court is entrusted with the safeguard of the crown jewel of our republic, the Constitution of the United States. The rule of law is our nation's proud heritage. It is the cornerstone of our freedom. It is what guarantees equal justice. And the Senate now has the chance to protect this glorious heritage by sending Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
People are asking me what I think of this. I'm usually right, and a lot of insiders thought that Kavanaugh was out because of Rand Paul and because of the Bush connections, but His voting record is actually pretty conservative. And Trump likes him. And Trump knows other people that know him. And he is well-suited to probably win confirmation. The problem is, and I'm going to get into this right now, the Democrats have announced their plan. It hasn't gotten a lot of traction yet, but they've announced their plan to try to block him. And their argument is, we're going to block everybody because Trump is under investigation. And so, therefore, it's a conflict of interest if he puts a Supreme Court justice in who might then sit over judgment of him. Well, by that extension, he couldn't have the last guy either. If you know about separation of powers, that's how you balance this out. You know, the president does get his Supreme Court nomination. He does get to pick them. He does get to put them forward. And then when they get in, they will sit in judgment. That's how it works. You just can't have the legislative over the executive or the executive over the legislative or the judicial over it's separate but equal clause. And it's very, very clear. But now they're playing this game. Politico has an article out. What Trump's Supreme Court pick means for the Russia probe. And you've got these different congressmen, different senators like Cory Booker saying President Trump is currently a subject of an ongoing criminal investigation. And any nomination of a Supreme Court justice, while the investigation continues, is unacceptable because of the clear conflicts. You just can't have anybody now, see? Trying to sell that idea of interest, inherent in the president installing someone, no, they're approved by Congress, who could be deciding vote on the number of potential issues from the investigation that could come before the court, Senator Cory Booker said in a statement opposing Kavanaugh's nomination. Now, where's the inherent fraud there? Because it's Supreme Court justices appointed by Democrats that sit over Democrats. That's how the separation of powers works. So one group doesn't get full control and overthrow the whole system, which is what the Democrats have been trying to do for decades. And globalism is a world system to overturn nation states, period. They're the traitors that hate America. They hate flyover country. They hate the bitter clingers. They hate the Second Amendment. They hate the Christians. They've declared their hatred of this country. They've declared their hatred of this country's economy. They are the clear and present danger. They're the enemy. And if anything, Kavanaugh's association with the Republican establishment means he might not be trustworthy for Trump. But Trump has done nothing. He's our president. He could go sign any deal he wanted with Russia because he's the president. Then, if Congress thought it was bad and thought it had political support of the people, they could impeach him for it. But he can do whatever he wants. There's no prior restraint. That's why putting the president in is very important and a sacred duty when you're the big global empire. But see, the globalists have had us build the empire, and now they wanted to remove America from the equation controlling the empire. So Trump's going to meet Theresa May coming up here in just a few days. That's going to be a circus. He's been meeting with Putin, and Trump has found his sea legs. He's winning on every front. And the globalists are panicking and don't know what to do. And it's a beautiful time to be alive right now. But when we come back, I'm going to play some more of these clips. I've got Paul Watson's report on the attempts to keep the UK in the EU with no vote. In fact, countermanding another vote. But what I'm saying about Trump is this. The will of the people are behind him. And so when he made the joke, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and my supporters will still support me. He gets the fact that he's going to deliver to us. We're going to deliver to him. And that's why I'm so behind the president, because we're taking the country and the world back, and the globalists are crapping their pants, and things are turning around. So praise God's all I got to say. Doesn't mean things are perfect, but in my gut, I know Trump's good as well. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Here's why I'm so pro-Trump. Here's why I endorsed him for president early on. Because I can smell fate. I can see future paths that I want to follow, that I want my family to be part of. That's what a leader is. Now, the globalists hate Trump. They hate nationalist movements. They hate free market because they've already gotten control of the planet's wealth, and they don't want you to have any wealth because they want total power over you, total control. And Trump has been deftly guiding this country back from the brink. And when you look at how the communist Chinese, even in the Washington Post, they admit, have taken over America's top 50 public schools with just billions coming in and directly setting up endowments, taking control. And our government stood by and let them do it because it was part of a master plan. Oh, here's the Panama Canal. Here's all the major deep water ports. Here's all our missile secrets. And then they put their Army officers and their Air Force officers and their Navy officers into the schools. They've been doing it for decades to be students, and then they end up being the heads of the schools, the heads of the science programs. And it's in the Hill newspaper today that Congress is having hearings on this. Lawmakers target Chinese security companies over spy fears. We have been sold out. This was the next world war. This was the global corporate war to bring down Europe, bring down the United Kingdom using the EU. This is the stealth program. And it's admitted, and it's diabolical, and it's insane, but it happened. And so all of you that hate Trump and hate America, while you've never been to China, you've never been to Venezuela, you've never studied it, you have no idea what I'm even talking about, you just hate Trump because he's a Nazi. Because late night TV said so 500 times. And what you've got is a bunch of spoiled, rotten, brainwashed, sniveling trendies who have this whole birthright right in front of them, and they want to just crap it away because in some feeble area of their mind, they think they're on this big international, global, intellectual team because their high school teachers and their college professors patted them on the head and said, you're good. Look, Hollywood and mainstream media and the Chi-Coms and the unelected EU and the Islamicist mayors, they all said, oh, you're so smart. Let's launch a big, fat Trump baby balloon. And then have the media report on it 10 million times and celebrate it in some stupid ritual. When that baby with the clothespin diaper on just beat your whole global system, rallying humanity, and the West is coming back, and that's all you've got to offer, that won't bother Trump. He loves going to the correspondents' dinner before he got elected president, having them call him a loser and saying you'll never be president and you're a piece of garbage. Because Trump knew he who laughs last wins. Because he has an internal compass, just like I do, just like our listeners do, where we're not governed by peer pressure. We're not governed by the winds of propaganda. We're governed by our inner rudder, our compass. And it's what drives us, what we know is right, what we know is true, integrity. And by the way, with integrity comes incredible wealth, incredible success, incredible power. The problem is, you ever experience family or neighbors that don't really have a job? But boy, they sure want to tell you how to run your life. They sure want to tell you what to do with your car. They sure want to tell you how you should live because they don't have a life. They want to run your life. And they think calling us names, lying about us, pouring coffee on us, yelling and screaming at us does something. Yes, it does something. It lets me know I'm right about how immature and stupid and thuggish and mob mentality you people are. And it means nothing to me what you do. And what you say. When I was in Seattle, they'd always run by and call me a Nazi or call me a name. So I'd wave them over and say, tell me what you have to say. Tell me your intellectual ideas. And their answer would be to throw coffee on me and run away. And even when I offered the goblin, as we call him, $10,000 and first-class tickets to come here, he wouldn't do it. When we upped it to $20,000, it turns out he is an out-of-work, wannabe professional wrestler announcer. It turns out that the goblin cannot and will not debate. And neither can his Brian Stelter-style teeth. It's like he crossed Brian Stelter and Mr. Ed and then threw in Gollum with a genetic chimera and then out popped this guy. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just, what is it about minions of this system that make them so horrific to look at? Okay, I got to stop. I really want to play this Brexit report when we come back to the next segment. And we've got Mark Randazzo, one of the top First Amendment lawyers in the country. And he's going to be in studio with us. We also have the gentleman who started the Walk Away movement, who's liberal and gay and lives in New York, who got thrown out of an electronics shop. They said, oh, you're alt-right because you're on Tucker Carlson. Get out of here. I won't sell you the microphone. He's going to be joining us. And then Paul Watson and a lot more. Roger Stone's will be popping in. He wants to, and I want to get his take, a comment on the pardon of the Hammonds, who didn't engage in arson, as the BLM lied and said under Obama. They did a controlled burn, something that everybody does who understands that you've got to have fire breaks. And so they call that arson and put them in prison for that. So that is a big deal coming up. Before I go any further, we are going to have some big announcements tomorrow and some new specials. We have something very, 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 very exciting coming out that deals with wound care and disinfecting infections and trying to block that and stop that. That's really revolutionary. We're going to be announcing tomorrow some other things. But the big 4th of July super sale, Second American Revolution sale that we launched last week, this is the last day. This is the last day. The Second American Revolution 4th of July super sale. Big savings at InfoWarsStore.com and your chance to help fund, again, the Second American Revolution and block Soros and the globalist attacks. Brainforce, the amazing nootropic, 50% off. Find out why people love it and why it has five-star reviews by the thousands at Power Reviews. Brainforce Plus, 50% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. Free shipping, low stock. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. While supplies last. And a lot of these are about to sell out, so it's a good thing that I am ending a special. Real Red Pill Plus now with energy, free shipping, 50% off, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the big umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the subpage. And you also get 10% off when you sign up for auto ship on things you want to reorder. We have the fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Blue for adults and children. It's all there and a lot more. 50% off on hundreds of items and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure to check it out today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
90% of Americans say saving for retirement is one of their most important financial obligations, and more than 80% admit that they could have saved more. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. The company's Diane Gallagher explains.
Having debt, not earning enough, and unexpected expenses remain the biggest reasons why Americans don't save more for retirement. And when it comes to actually putting money away, they gave themselves an average grade of C+.
For more results, visit AmericanCentury.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
The zombies that follow Hollywood and mainstream media, I guess you call them the suckers, the weak-minded people, are physically attacking people, running people out of stores, rioting, screaming, freaking out all over the country. There's just so many reports of it, I can't even keep track of it. A lot of it's up on Infowars.com. Antifa's just beating up anybody that's got a bumper sticker that's Christian on their cars. There's so much of this pouring in. We've got 3 new videos of them just beating up old women. And let me tell you something. I see like 15 young punks beating up a 65, 70-year-old woman, and I'm going to be honest. I just start wanting to kill people. I mean, as a man, I can't watch that stuff because it makes me angry at everybody around me. I'm not trying to sound like a tough guy either, man. How do you come up with grown men beating up old women? I mean, that's why I cannot get around this stuff. This country has produced so much good, but it's also produced a bunch of spoiled, rotten scum that is the lowest filth on the earth. I mean, I would just love to see each one of these punks put in a ring with a patriot. Just stop showing it to me. That's just one of the videos. I can't look at it. But I've seen it myself where they'll target an old dude on crutches or an old lady on a wheelchair. just like radical Islamists, you see the videos where they'll kick women downstairs and stuff. It's just, they are so dishonorable. They are so cowardly. They are so weak that it's hard to believe that there is scum like this and that it exists, but it does exist. And it is a creation, a dropping of the Nancy Pelosi's, of Hillary, of the San Francisco's, of the Seattle's, of Austin. Much of Austin has fallen to it. I'm not evacuated, but my God, it is a product of loathsome evil that must be met head on. But I ask men out there, I mean, if you watch grown men run up and a woman beg them and say free speech and they smack her in the face and the police do nothing, of course. There's always these weird little pot-bellied Nelly police in San Francisco with little, you know, that smile when they see it. It's like, what planet did you come from? Because you don't act like people. Now, we're going to Roger Stone right now. I'll get to the Paul Watson big Brexit news at the start of the next hour because I want to get into the pardon and obviously what's behind these things. The president exercising executive power. People haven't been doing that except exercising it for the globalist. Now it's being exercised for America, and I love it. But Clifford Cunningham's written an article. Napolitano says Kavanaugh, heart and soul of the establishment, and that he's disappointed, and that Justice Gorsuch was a good pick and was honorable. And I respect Andrew Napolitano, and of course, one of the best friends of Roger Stone. And I had one of the editors walk in and said, do you want to publish this? And they normally only ask me something about something to get sued for it, and I might have lawyers review it. But I said, of course, publish it. I like Clifford Cunningham. He works for us. And I said, I want to hear what Napolitano has to say. We're going to show both sides. We're not in a cult here. But here is my view, and then we'll go to Roger Stone. If Trump can co-opt the establishment, then I'm all for it. We want them to surrender. And one way to do that is to bring them in and then see if they'll be honorable. If not, you throw them overboard. That's what Trump does. For the Supreme Court pick, though, this guy will be there 30, 40 years. He's pretty young. You can't do that. And so that's why it's a big deal. So the left doesn't want him. They're going to oppose anybody saying the president's under investigation. So conflict of interest, totally unconstitutional to say that. It's just made up. But that's going to be their big push when they surround the Capitol and, you know, they're calling for a civil insurrection. But I know this. I've seen the president so many times come through that I trust him. And I didn't want Kavanaugh. Roger didn't want him. Senator Paul said he was probably going to vote against him. Now he says he's open, which means there's been some behind-the-scenes discussion. Has Kavanaugh pledged himself to the Republic? Has he explained, hey, I just came up through the system and Harvard and Yale, okay, I'm a white shoe boy, but you know, I'll probably get confirmed. And he's got a pretty good voting record. He's got a few problems on civil liberties. So that's my view, is that the president isn't God. He can't do everything. He knows a lot of things we don't know. The globalists absolutely hate him. We need to get this confirmation before the midterms in case they steal those and are going to try to impeach the president. And they're going to make a big move in the Supreme Court. So I see what the president is doing. Sometimes he's proven right. Sometimes he's proven wrong. Most of the time he's proven right. Roger Stone, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Alex. He was not my choice. I'm not saying that he is not a conservative. He is. But at the same time, his deep ties to the establishment and to the Bush family were troubling to me. Whether or not his involvement as a young prosecutor in the Vince Foster case, the Clinton's lawyer who was, died in office, it comes up in his confirmation, remains to be seen. The left would have opposed anybody Trump appointed. They had their fill-in-the-blank signs already painted. So they would have been just as...
By the way, there's actual video. They had all the signs of all four potentials printed up, and then ABC News beforehand said controversial nominee before it was even announced.
Yeah, so you know they were locked and loaded, regardless of where the president went. Let's see how this goes. The left is also claiming that the president wanted Kavanaugh because he thinks there's going to be a showdown in the Supreme Court over the investigation by Robert Mueller, and whether or not the president can be subpoenaed to give a deposition, perhaps even broader issues. I don't know that that's the case, but that is the narrative being spun by the left.
Oh, they're now saying he's not allowed to have any nominees that the previous one that he got in is bad. I mean, of course, it's not in the Constitution. It's not true. There's separate and equal powers, but that is going to be their new push that Senator Booker and others are pushing, is that Trump just has to be shut down, his whole agenda, because he's under investigation by their little crackpot, Mueller, who's been totally exposed.
Yeah, it's really kind of extraordinary. Clearly, these people have never read the U.S. Constitution. The president has the authority to make these appointments, and he should do so on a timely basis. You can see that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is holding on to see whether the Democrats win the Senate this November. She's hanging on by a thread. So everything the Democrats say now is colored by their growing hysteria over the popularity and success of the president. The growing economy really has them spooked because it gives the president the upper hand.
And that was my next point, and we'll cover it some when we come back here in a few minutes. Pelosi, Dems must win midterms to preserve civilization, but everyone's running from blue cities, blue states, and socialist and communist countries. Texas is CNBC's top state for business in America this year. The coming labor shortage in America is great for news for workers, with wages rising rapidly without a communist minimum wage, which bankrupts things. Lowest ever Hispanic unemployment, ignored by Univision, Telemundo, and it just continues, ladies and gentlemen. Homeowners are sitting on a record amount of cash and not tapping in, and it just continues, ladies and gentlemen. The only areas being hurt are retailers and things because, obviously, we have a situation with Amazon and the rest of it. We're going to go to break here in just a moment with Roger Stone and come back and talk about that, but we can't be too confident because they're planning a lot of nastiness. We'll talk about how they're planning to keep the president from getting this nominee through the approval process in the Senate. And we'll also look at this latest pardon and why he did it, but also the larger strategy of why Trump is engaging in all of these pardons early in his presidency, which really is unprecedented, and I think a great idea, but we'll explore all that. Don't forget, today is the last day for the extended July 4th week mega sales. We've got hundreds of items, 50% off. Some we can't do because 50% off would be below what they cost us, like X2. It's 40% off with free shipping. Free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on any item, whether it's a $9.95 bottle of colloidal silver, normally $19.95, and free shipping. You also get 10% off when you sign up for auto ship with things you're going to want to reorder, like Wake Up America coffee or X2 or Super Blue toothpaste. And it is you funding this operation that's changed the world. So thank you all for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a copy of Roger Stone's newest book, Stone's Rules. Read it and then donate to the library to reach other people. That's how we win the war, one mind at a time.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.